This interview is taking place on September the 6th, 2016. The interviewer is Vivian Doyle, and the interviewee is Anna Sherwell. Anna, before you came to the high school, I believe you lived in Singapore for a while. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, my father was in the RAF, and he was posted to Singapore for a couple of years. And because it was a long while, my mother and I went up to Singapore and joined him. And in Singapore, we did this services Murray House exam, which was like the 11 plus. And then when we had to come home because my grandma died, so my mother and I came home and I went to the local primary school, and they said I'd done very well in the Murray House. I was too late to take the 11 plus; they'd all done it, but I took the lack of people were ill. I took that. And yes, and passed it.
Yes. How did your mother or you come to select the high school as your choice? What happened?
I don't remember it being selected at all. I think it was just if you got sufficient marks, it was considered the top place, and you went there.
So it was down to your junior school really deciding that you
I
were
really
a good
can't
candidate.
Answer that. I don't know. I guess so. Yeah. I know when I was taking the exam. Two guys in suits came and talked to me, so presumably that was the interview.
Right. Okay.
I was actually sitting at the desk doing it.
You don't remember having to go for a special
interview? No, that must have been the interview. Nobody said they're going to come and talk to you, but these guys turned up and said, what was your most vivid memory about Singapore? And I thought a minute and said, all the different sorts of people that were there, and they went away again. So that was the interview, I think.
Right. And do you remember your first day at school?
Yes, vividly. My grandpa took me in on the bus and didn't say a word because he was not in a very good way. And I went into the school and a big girl, it was teeming with girls, and a big girl said, "Follow me." So I followed her and got lost. And she disappeared. Mm-hmm. And so I said to somebody else, "Am I meant to be following you?" I mean, that was... kind of the start of it all, yes.
But you ended up in Miss Cotton's class?
Yes, I did. 1:13 it was.
Did you find the way that the day was organised and the lessons were organised and the classroom was organised was very different from what you'd experienced, or was it similar?
No, I don't remember it being different at all, really.
So you got used to it pretty quickly.
Well, the school I attended was an RAF, a school for RAF children.
I see.
So it was more or less the same. And the I guess it was called a primary school. I can't remember the one I attended in Norbury Manor. That was the same. So, yeah, no, it wasn't. It wasn't different. The travelling alone on a London bus was different, but I soon got used to that.
Yes. And did you make friends pretty quickly after you came to school?
That was the happiest part of my school days, the group of friends that I met very, very early on, and it was those friendships that supported me all the way through, really. Yes, very, very fortunate indeed.
And did you have favourite subjects at school?
Well, that's difficult. It's all a blur, to be absolutely truthful. I remember Miss Cotton because she had a bun and grey hair. But I haven't got detailed memories. I think it was all a bit, I won't say traumatic, that's much too strong, but such big changes in such a short time. I don't have many memories of being in 1:13 at all. It's a bit of a blank, really.
What about higher up the school?
Oh, yes. I was never any good at maths. I was in D division for maths, with Miss Turner, who was extremely kind and explained things very carefully. And I got on well with Miss Turner, as long as I wasn't asked to do any maths much. But we had Miss Duncan as an English teacher, and she was absolutely inspirational. And I'd always read. I was quite a precocious reader. I remember reading Tarzan books when we were in Singapore, because the library was a bit limited. I don't think it had any children's books, so I was always a reader beyond my years, but English literature was always absolutely an enchanted garden to me, and was for years and years and years. Yes, Miss Duncan was very inspirational. I might have said that.
Do Do you remember the staff putting on a drama of their own? I think they did 1066 and all that.
I do remember that. Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. And I remember Miss Duncan being the narrator in her 20s with a headband and a straight down dress and smoking. And I was so shocked. She was smoking a cigarette in a cigarette holder, and I found that really shocking.
Yes, it was lovely to see the teachers performing, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I think they enjoyed it as well.
Yeah. Yes. Do you remember Miss Bannister? She was very tall and thin, wasn't she?
I do.
Yes, she taught scripture.
She was script. Yes, she was. Mm. And she was. We called her Minban. Mm. But I'm not sure she taught me because I wasn't in the higher. We were streamed, weren't we? In the classes. I don't know how early that happened, but I know some of us were in the higher one, and we were general form.
In the general, yes.
And then was it arts and sciences? I don't remember. I know we were in the general form. So I won't say we were the lowest of the low, but they certainly didn't have the expectations of us that they did with the girls who were in the. I don't know what they were called. As I say, my memories are quite hazy, really.
But you did Latin, didn't you? You did study Latin.
I was allowed to do Latin, yes, which I loved very much. Yeah,
there were complications, weren't there, about the syllabus, because I know that my mother had to go up and ask if I could be in the top French class.
Yes.
But I wasn't in the German class and so on. There were complications.
I can't remember. There was a general class.
Yes.
And I don't know if you... I'm not sure. I really don't remember. I'm sorry.
There was a more academic stream.
There were definitely people who were cleverer than I was, and some of my friends were, who maybe did German or something. Mm. I really don't remember. Mm. But I think we all did Latin.
Yes, we did Latin.
But I think, sorry, my memory.
Did you like Latin?
It was one of my... I think I liked English better, but I've always liked Latin, and I loved it when we got onto translations. Yes, very much.
Do you remember when we went to, was it Lullingstone Roman Villa?
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. I remember the outings vividly because it opened. I remember the outings to the theatre, which was a whole new world for me, which I continued to love for many years, and going to concerts and going, Lullingstone Roman Villa. And did we go to the pavilion at Brighton, or was that a friend's visit? I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But I mean, my family were not into culture as such. I mean, it was just alien to them, although they had reasonably good educations. So that whole world of the life of the mind and culture and the arts and everything, I have Croydon High School to thank for introducing me to that, and it's been a source of pleasure, enjoyment, solace my whole life.
Because we continued to visit the theatre and cinema and different places, museums, didn't we, on our own outside school in the holidays.
My youngest daughter laughs because she says, "Mum, you and your friends went out and you went to the British Museum and we get plastered."
We were encouraged enough to enjoy these sort of things on our own.
But we got trains on our own and went up. It was our idea of a good time, wasn't it?
Yes, in London.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
To the museums and the art galleries.
The National Gallery and the National Portrait Gallery I particularly loved. But it was an interesting adolescence, wasn't it, compared to... Yeah. The sort they enjoy now. Yes.
Because we were kind of a gang at school, weren't we? And we had our own in-jokes and that sort of thing, and I seem to remember a lot of them based on Nigel Molesworth.
Indeed.
The books, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I mean, certainly for me, that was the emotional support that kept me going, that being part of a group and having a vocabulary and something that of one's own.
Did you feel there was much of a difference between us scholarship girls and those who were being fee-paying pupils at school?
It wasn't fee-paying so much. It was the 11-plus girls and the ones that had come up from the junior school, Homestead. Because I remember right at the beginning, they had read Homer's Odyssey, and I'd never heard of Homer's Blooming Odyssey, you know? So I did feel that, but it gradually diminished as I discovered my what talents I had. I felt more in a puppet. I felt deeply inferior to start with, because they were talking about stuff I'd never heard of.
Yes.
Which again was where the group friendships were so helpful, because they hadn't heard of it either. Mm. Or perhaps they had, and they were just being kind. Yep. Mm.
And you also took the entry exam for Oxford, didn't you?
Yep.
And passed.
Yep.
And went. What happened?
At Croydon High School, you went to Oxford and Cambridge, and I had other interests, and I had no idea about looking at universities and asking what the syllabus was, and I just did what I was told. And of course, my father was very keen on me. You know, first time he was ever pleased with me was the idea that I might go to Oxford and Cambridge. So I just kind of was on a route, and so I did it. In hindsight, I did have an offer from Professor Jafar's at Leeds, who was a Yeats scholar, and that would have been Celtic mythology and the occult and all that, which I was very interested in at that time already. And I got to St Anne's, and the first two terms, it was Virgil, Milton and Anglo-Saxon. Mm. And I had actually had enough of two books of, you know, of Virgil. And I did learn Anglo-Saxon, because I always did what I was told, and I passed the exams, you know. But then I thought, well, I'll see how it goes, because after the first two terms, I'll come back for the summer term, and then I'll see. I don't want to do. And it was Spencer's Fairy Queen, and at that point, I thought, I cannot do this anymore. I must get off this treadmill of exams, pressure, trying, one's best never being good enough. I can't do it anymore. Mm. And I mean, it wasn't a decision. I just knew I couldn't.
So there
we are.
Do you think if you'd been better advised at school that you might have gone to somewhere that was more to your liking or taken a different path?
Absolutely. I did flag it up, because there was a new English teacher, and I remember talking to her and expressing disquiet about how I felt about stuff. And she said, yes, she understood, because when she was at university, I forget her name actually, but she was very kind and said, and she used to go around street markets and just look at people buying and selling and how they lived. And I sort of related to that, but no one else. I mean, I was going to St Anne's College, Oxford, and my name would be up on the honours board. And I didn't feel they, perhaps it's a bit, I don't know, too much to think they should have thought of who I was, but anyway, they didn't. And so I left, and I think they took my name off the honours board after that.
Did they really?
I don't know. I have some feeling that I was erased. Yeah, because I was a black mark against the school. But there we are. Yeah, but hey ho. I mean, I ended up as a mature student with two little girls going to Lampeter University, and I enjoyed that very much indeed. I did. I started the first year. I did. I learnt Welsh, and I studied philosophy and English, and it was a lovely course, and I really enjoyed it. So, I mean, it kind of turned out all right, and I got my 2-1 anyway, so,
So do you think the school gave you the kind of groundwork to be able to do that later in life?
Of course, of course, but for me personally, with my difficult background, let's put it like that, it wasn't the best place for my emotional stability. I won't say mental health, because I didn't have mental health problems, but it wasn't very nice, you know. But then perhaps that's what schools are for, you know. I don't know. You know.
So your memories are quite patchy, really.
Well, no, some of it was very, as I say, about the opportunities, the opening my eyes to art, music, literature, the friendships. Yeah, I mean, that was all perfect. I can't thank, as I said, I enjoy that stuff to this day.
you know, it's just really the kind of academic conveyor belt aspect of it.
I think it was very pressurised, and I think the expectations were extremely high, and I think that was fine for well-balanced individuals, but for people who had that kind of stuff at home, it probably wasn't the best environment.
Yes. Right. Well, thank you, Anna.